This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Okay, I hear a computer running. That's what I hear running. It's like, what's leaking? Okay. I've been of two minds what to lead off with. And I think what I'm going to lead off with is the rat leaving the sinking ship. Donna Brazile came out and admitted what everybody already knew. Primaries for the DNC were rigged after a back alley deal set up between Hillary Clinton and the DNC to beat Bernie Sanders. See, the DNC was in debt and they needed money, so Hillary took control by raising funds under agreement with the DNC as follows. It was called the Joint Fundraising Agreement between the DNC, the Hillary Victory Fund, and Hillary for America. That was signed by Amy Dacey, the former CEO of the DNC, and Robbie Mook, with a copy to Mark Elias. You remember that name, don't you? Specified that in exchange for raising money and investing in the DNC, Hillary would control the party's finances, strategy, and all the money raised. Her campaign had the right of refusal of who would be the party communications director, and it will make final decisions on all other staff. The DNC also was required to consult with the campaign about all other staffing, budgeting, data, analytics, and mailings. Mark Elias is the attorney whose firm handled the payments to Fusion GPS for the Steele dossier that they tried to use to smear Trump and, in fact, used to start all of this Mueller investigation. Brazil, who is bloviating now, sanctimoniously, I might add, she said, I had promised Bernie when I took the helm of the DNC after the convention that I would get to the bottom of whether Clinton's team had rigged the nomination process. As a cache of emails stolen by Russian hackers and posted online had suggested. I had had my suspicions from the moment I worked in the door at the DNC a month or so earlier based on the leaked emails, but who knew if some of them might have been forged? I needed to have solid proof, and so did Bernie. By that statement, Brazil confirms the veracity of the WikiLeaks emails that did, you know, that Hillary rigged the primaries to win. The Russians did not fabricate them. Brazil said she followed the trail of money, which is always the best course when you're looking at Hillary pantsuit, and concluded, I told Bernie I'd found Hillary's joint fundraising agreement, and I explained that the cancer was that she had exerted this control of the party long before she became its nominee. Brazil followed the money and easily concluded that Hillary controlled the DNC, which allowed her to control the primaries. And Brazil did a better job of investigating Hillary than Comey and the FBI. Maybe Sessions should hire Brazil to follow the money from the Russians and Canadians to Hillary's foundation and Bill Clinton's speech gigs in Moscow for approving the sale of 20% of our uranium to the Russians. Brazil, as a CNN contributor, fed debate questions to Hillary, and it's noteworthy that Brazil, a longtime Democrat operative, has come out to criticize Hillary. She has criticized Hillary Clinton in stronger terms than McConnell, Ryan, and most Republicans. That's bad. That's really bad. That's really bad. Tomorrow is supposed to be the Antifa uprising. Yeah. And have you ever seen that movie Blazing Saddles, where the bad guys are lured into towns that are fake towns to be, to be slaughtered by the good citizens of Red Rock. Well, not slaughtered because it's Mel Brooks, to get beat up awful bad. And they fall for that. They are talking about going to the big cities, which in the event of something bad happening in the United States, like, say, the EMP, the big cities are death traps. Big cities, with possibly the exceptions of possibly some of Atlanta, some of Dallas. The big cities are basically run by Democrats anyway. A lot of them are gun-free zones. Ask Rahm Emanuel. Ask Bill de Blasio. In California, where they're trying to make the whole state a gun-free zone, but in the northern parts of California, there's a lot of gun owners there. A lot of them, more than the total population of my state. But so my big question is if Antifa. Black Lives, and I've heard all the stuff too. I've heard that it's Antifa, Black Lives Matter, MS-13, ISIS, the DNC, the UN. I've heard all of these people are coming to these things, and yet they're all still going to go to the big cities. My question is, what exactly do they get? What natural resources are, say, in New York City? Besides people and skyscrapers, what is in New York City that we can't live without? What's in Chicago that we can't live without? To me, this is a bunch of people, a bunch of extras from Blazing Saddles, running, riding in to the fake Red Rock. If you know people in these areas and you're afraid for them to be there, well, I don't know what to tell you about that one. That part is not something I really considered, but at the same time, it's not a big concern of mine. I think that exists in the same space as, say, people that live on the Florida Panhandle all year long. I know people that want to retire to Costa Rica, but then you see a hurricane fly over Costa Rica and wipe most of it out. Puerto Rico, all of these island paradises that are, of course, precarious. There is no one place that has no handicaps, no shortcomings to it. So, people that want to live in a big city, I guess they have taken into consideration, or I hope they have, what would happen if things go bad in the big city, because big cities would be very difficult to get out of. In New York, for example, the very best thing anybody could possibly do would be to have some sort of a plan to make it to a body of water and get out on the water and go that way. Because otherwise, you're going to be in nothing but traffic jams. Unless you have your own helicopter on a high rise, and you can lift off from there. Tomorrow, not because it's my favorite or the best one, but tomorrow, I'll be carrying a CZP-09, 20 rounds on tap with another 40 rounds in my pocket. And if something happens in the sleepy little area of the upstate of South Carolina and Antifa shows up and starts rearing their ugly head and starts getting violent, well, but that's not going to happen here because this is not a gun-free zone. It's a red area. It's redder than the kind that they want to be involved in, but, we'll keep touching on that as we go along. As we go along, I've been watching a bunch of examples of things, and I want to talk about that a little bit because it all leads back to the same thing. It all leads back to the same thing, the transformation that could come if they disarm us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. First of all, let's deal with a little stupidity, shall we? Does anybody read GQ, Gentleman's Quarterly? I confess that I do. I like coats, men's coats. I like nice men's coats and watches. Now, granted, everything in GQ I can't afford, but I still like to look at it. It's okay to wish. I try to not read anything in it because most of it's just drivel, except for the part with the clothes. You know, the clothes, the style, and, you know, the old classic cars, all the stuff that makes GQ okay. It's only when you start reading their commentary about politics that they begin to go really sideways, I guess. So here we have Jay Willis, a radio, you know, a reporter, commentator, and deep thinker. And he was huffing and puffing as he asked, why does Donald Trump want the death penalty for the New York attack but not for others? One of the others that he singled out was Stephen Paddock, who shot and killed 58 concertgoers and injured hundreds more in Las Vegas last month. For Willis, the answer is obvious. The Allahu Akbar, my God is greater than yours, nyah, 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 that New York attacker was an immigrant, a dark-skinned, bearded Muslim who killed only 8 people, while the Las Vegas shooter who gunned down so many more was a native white male, white-skinned male privilege at its most evil. Well, no, that wasn't the entirety of it, was it now, Jay? GQ was forced to admit in an update, edit, and earlier version of this article used a headline noting that Trump had publicly called for the death penalty in the New York attack, but not the Las Vegas shooting in particular. That discrepancy is probably related to the fact that the Las Vegas shooter is dead. We regret the error. I'm almost sure they probably do. The shooter is dead. How inconvenient. There it is. Okay, that made it there. Yay! I don't think Mr. Willis regrets his error. Why would you let fact ruin his resist Trump ranting masquerading as reporting? What an idiot. I don't like... Do you like idiots? I don't like idiots. I don't like idiots. But speaking of things, let's talk about what is becoming the new norm. The new norm now is it's okay to be overt and anti-white. Anti-white racism is okay. Recently, the DNC has, they're looking for new employees in the technology department, I guess, since what's-his-name, Awan, blew things apart for them. In an email to DNC, well, first of all, let me put it this way. They're not interested in your resume if you happen to be a cisgender, as they call it, white male. Yeah, they're not interested in that, no. This coming from, what's this Yahoo's name? Madeline Leader. She announced that the technology department is looking to fill several positions. But the caveat is, I personally would prefer that you not forward to cisgender straight white males since they're already in the majority. That honesty could cost her. You know, what you do is if you're going to be racist about this, you just throw those all in the garbage as they're coming in, right? Once you figure that out, you don't get out there. But, you know, the fact that the DNC is denying that the email was authorized in any way, but, okay. The fact that Ms. Leader was comfortable voicing a bias against white males tells us that that is an everyday common sentiment in her political circle. Then we have, last month, Lido Pimienta, a Colombian-Canadian singer, who asked audience members of color to move to the front and the white members to move to the back. Except this time when she did it, unlike other times, some of the white members, including a white male female volunteer, who was reportedly there to photograph the show, who got there in that position just for that express purpose, would not yield her position. Well, the festival's organizers, this is off of something called the Pop Something Festival, they call the photographer's response aggressive and racist, even as they admitted that details have not been disclosed. They said, we will not accept this behavior, neither should you. Be responsible for your friends, talk to them and support them as they move forward towards unpacking their racism. People of color deserve safe spaces, and it is your responsibility to help. It is also ours. Pimienta, for her part, she said, I've never asked white folks to leave my show. I would never do that. I never asked men to leave my show. I asked them to share the space in a more significant manner as an act of love and solidarity with people who just, outside of the music show bubble, have to constantly justify their existence to the world. Rosa Parks wasn't asked to leave the bus, just moved to the back of the bus. This is called the Halifax Pop Explosion, where apparently the racism, or the reverse racism, they would call it, is there is no such thing as reverse racism, first things first. There is simply racism. Reverse racism is a construct, like assault weapon. Getting out there, they said to the Halifax Pop Explosion said to Lido Pimienta, we're sorry that one of our volunteers interrupted your art, your show, and your audience by being aggressive and racist. We have so much respect for the art and music that you create and the space you make for women, people of color, transgender, and non-binary people. The way you interact with the world acts and provides a thoughtful example. You are a role model to us and many people are in our community. We see it, we feel it, we hope you will work with us again. And now there's apparently an acronym, POC, People of Color, POC. To the POC in the audience on Thursday night, we are sorry your night was interrupted and perhaps ruined by one of our volunteers. We're going to try our best as a festival to create ways to make our spaces safer and more accessible for you. Do you think the people at that music festival in Las Vegas thought they were in a safe space? Huh. Do you think, do you understand that these people, this guy, Georgie Dudka, interesting name, Dudka, you don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as a safe space, no snowflake, no. All things, Georgie, are temporary. There is no such thing as a safe space for you, Georgie. I'm sorry, but, you need to get that right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas Disease at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, since it's Friday, and since I'm still having a little bit of trouble breathing, if you guys hear me gasping, that's just because I'm live tonight. And I don't want to be unlive. Is that even a word? Unlive? I don't want to be rerunning any more than I have to. So tonight, if I'm gasping, well, that just means I'm alive. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you've never heard in these terms. Or maybe you have, I don't know. But if you haven't, you haven't ever heard it from me. If we're going to beat the Islamists, in order to do that, we got to beat the Democrats. Because the Democrats enable the Islamists. Allow me to now set that one up, if I may. Saifulu Saipov, 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant and jihadist, went out and rented a truck, plowed into a bike lane with bicyclists and pedestrians, killed 8, injured numerous others. Then the response from the leading New York Democrats was sickeningly rote. It was saturated with political correctness, so that means it was lying, deception, deceptive, therefore cynical. And if not stopped, Democrats PC, the political correctness, will keep killing Americans. Because they enable jihad on these shores. Their worldview, their policies, and steadfast denial of the long-term war being waged by the Muslim fundamentalists is killing people. It's killing people. San Bernardino, Orlando, now Manhattan, to name the marquee attacks. Puts Americans across the nation at risk daily. And it does so open-endedly. So defeating the jihad means defeating the Democrats. Republicans, because some of them, well, a good many of them are quite idiotic. They yearn. they express a desire for bipartisan solutions. Surely there has to be a way to unite with the Democrats to counter and defeat the enemy. Sure enough, and I'm sure that hope is not in vain, I'm sure. The way to victory is to mobilize Americans other than Democrats against the jihad. Social media, grassroots action, allow pro-security and anti-jihad forces to bypass the mainstream media. More is being done now. What do you mean that? Oh, there you go. That's good. More is being done now on social media than at the grassroots, but it's now time to hit the grassroots. And the alternative to the Democratic approach, clear vision, frank talk, tough policy, and relentless condemnation of the Democratic evasions and failures, and Trump is showing the way. Now, New York's mayor, or excuse me, the governor, I have a hard time telling them apart. They're sort of like, you know, the same guy almost, except, you know what I'm saying. Cuomo, he declared about Saipov's attack, per the New York Post. All the evidence we have is that he was a quote-unquote lone wolf model. He had had several run-ins with the law, which was basically minor vehicular traffic. He is a depraved coward. He was associated with ISIS, and he was radicalized domestically, and he is a depraved coward. Now, look at the template here, the coward, the social misfit, the petty lawbreaker. That's all standard fare, trotted out by the Democrats and parroted by the fake stream media after a jihadist attack here or anywhere else. Was Saipov a coward? He might have been depraved, but he wasn't afraid. These Columbine wannabes have Islam in common, and is just a remarkable coincidence. That's what we're telling, being told. That's called the willing suspension of disbelief. The governor gives a small nod to his link to ISIS and his radicalization domestically. But how does Cuomo know the latter unless Saipov had been under surveillance? See, if you give these guys enough rope, they'll just hang themselves out for you to watch them kick in the wind. How does he know that unless he was under surveillance? New York City has a very robust counterintelligence apparatus. It's just that they very rarely actually implement it. Now, if Saipov was under watch, how did he get to rent a truck and kill in cold blood? So we need to find out, one, was he under surveillance? And if he was, then how did that happen? If Saipov didn't bring his Muslim radicalism with him from Uzbekistan and was radicalized here, how did that happen? At his Paterson, New Jersey mosque? Saipov, his wife, and his two children occupy an apartment next to the mosque. Jihad Watch claims that the NYPD had the mosque under surveillance until Linda Sarsour pressured the department to stop. Was Saipov's radicalism sparked or fueled there? What does Cuomo know about this? Now, was Saipov recruited via the internet? And if it was through the internet, then Saipov is not a lone wolf. The internet has become a very effective tool used in a bunch of different ways, and recruiting people to do things is one of them. It is a means in an asymmetric or highly unconventional, whichever way you want to look at it, war on the West. Cuomo had good reason to suggest that Saipov was radicalized here. See, New York Senator Chuck Schumer, Cuomo's fellow Democrat type guy, is a principal backer of the Visa lottery that gave Saipov U.S. entry. Anybody who wins gets in. His remark about Saipov being radicalized here stinks of tail covering for Schumer. And the requirements for Visa lottery winners are minimal. High school education, basic work experience, all of which can be falsified. It's easier to get into this country than it is to rent a truck from Home Depot, which apparently is easier to, or it's harder to do than buying a gun. So, you know, you look at it and figure out which way this should go. Stringent documentation isn't a hallmark of Uzbekistan, Syria, Pakistan. Pick any one of the Muslim countries if you want to. The Visa lottery is, more PC chicanery, if you will, but with an underlying serious political purpose. Trump said we're fighting for hard for merit-based immigration, no more Democrat lottery systems. We must get tougher. Schumer's support of the diversity visa lottery program isn't about feel-good politics. It's about constituency building by Democrats. More immigration, if you will. Flooding the nation with immigrants, legal and non. And it's about swelling the Democratic ranks, Latino, Muslim, third world. It don't matter. Their efforts have been bolstered by establishment Republicans and business interests' quest for cheap labor. And they act similarly to the Civil War's copperheads, the fifth columns. Cornered, Schumer, in a routinely shabby ploy, asserted that criticizing the visa lottery program is in part criticism of former President George H.W. Bush, because Bush signed a lottery measure authored by Ted Kennedy in 1990. That was 11 years before 9/11. Kennedy has been dead for 8 years, so throw the dead Democrat under the bus, and that doesn't absolve Schumer. He's pushed his own lottery initiative. And in light of the truck attack, Bill de Blasio voiced yet another Democrat talking point and smear, though he lacked Cuomo's deftness. He got out there and said, the moment you start generalizing, especially to a whole religion, then unfortunately we're sending the exact negative message that a lot of our enemies want sent. The terrorists want to affirm that this nation is somehow anti-Muslim. We've got to do the exact opposite. And there's the straw man. The straw man is that we're all anti-Muslim. We're not anti-Muslim, we're anti-Islamist. There's a difference. We know it. You should know it, you socialist. So, for Democrats, this is all about cost versus benefits. And for them, the benefits win. And if a few of us die, okay, that's okay. We're looking to fundamentally transform. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
From the desk of David Kodrew, I agree with him on this. And as a matter of fact, I vociferously agree with him on this. Not too long ago, Snoop Dogg made a video where he has somebody, or he himself is shooting a representation of Donald Trump. Now, he's got a video coming out where he's coming up on a body in a body bag with a toe tag on it saying Trump. This is the presumed cover of his new Make American Crip Again album. Features a flag-draped corpse with a Trump toe tag. It's a parody of sorts of Ice Cube's 1991 Death Certificate album cover where the tag reads Uncle Sam. It's always nice to see the hate-filled grievances directed at the society that enables people who are essentially lottery winners to become multimillionaire celebrities, just so we can see how badly they've been held down and oppressed. But at least the original cover is more honest at identifying the accused source of these grievances. And in Snoop's case, it's impossible to separate his sentiments toward Trump about how he feels about supporters of Trump's political agenda. It's also interesting that his alternative to the type of society he envisions is one where ultra-violent criminal street gangs dominate. Especially since he made great hay about becoming an advocate of common sense gun safety laws, doing so far as to lead an effort to advise investors to steer clear of gun stocks. And that was not good investment advice. And then there's Snoop's problematic and supposedly in the past personal conduct. You see, since he achieved fame, he has had a number of brushes with the law. In 1990, he was convicted of cocaine possession. 3 years later, he pled guilty for gun possession. He was also tried and acquitted of murder charges in 1996. The case involved the killing of an alleged gang member who was shot by someone in the vehicle Snoop was riding in. In 2005, he was sued for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman at the taping of the Jimmy Kimmel Live in 2003. He made legal news again in 2006. He and his posse were taken in custody at a London airport in April after the group got into a fight at the terminal. Then he was arrested later that year at the Bob Hope Airport in Burbank, California, after officers found marijuana and a gun in his vehicle. In
2007, the Australian Department of Immigration and Citizenship, citing his prior criminal convictions, banned him from entering the country and appearing at the MTV Australia Video Music Awards. Still, being a gun hypocrite isn't enough to get someone blacklisted from the entertainment field these days, as that appellation can pretty much apply to most, particularly the more influential celebrity anti-gunners who employ the armed bodyguards. But there is one accusation that is so toxic right now and has the elites running for the hills and praying they're that the next one outed, and that is sexual abuse. So, let's talk about Snoop's role in his Girls Gone Wild doggy style video. When he was doing the important work of luring underage girls with drugs, settled out of court for undisclosed terms, to behave like drunk, stoned exhibitionist sluts for Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis, himself convicted of falsely imprisoning and assaulting women, grabbing one by her hair and throat and slamming her head into the floor. Now, don't get me wrong. Snoop should be able to do whatever he wants to do and say whatever he wants to say. I put the uniform on for the dude and along with the rest of the country, and I did my part to make sure that was guaranteed. I made sure that I did my part to make sure that guarantee was upheld. What he doesn't have the right to do, however, is, he doesn't have the right to commit crime. He has managed to commit a few crimes and not do any time for them. And that probably has a lot to do with being who he is. Sort of like Harvey Weinstein. Except now, being who you are is not enough, it seems. Now, I myself have no axe to grind with anybody who is a music maker and sings anything good, bad, or indifferent. Some of the music that I listen to, a lot of you would look at me in a whole different way if you looked at my playlist. And that's simply because I have been exposed to a lot of different things over my time. Over my time. Who remembers Andrea True? Somebody look that up. That's when I started liking music that was a little different. So, musicians, I don't pay them any attention, but here's the problem when you do something and it's out there and it's a representation of Trump. Trump represents me and you if you voted for him. He definitely represents me because I voted for him. I admit that freely and clearly. Any Antifa, MS-13, Black Lives Matter, any of you that want to take up that matter with me, okay. I don't know why I threw MS-13 in there. I don't know. I'm falling for that Kool-Aid part. They're just in it for the drugs. They're in it for the criminal enterprise, not like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. I'm sorry, MS-13. I didn't mean to do that to you. If that's an issue, I mean, I admit it freely and cleanly that I did it. And I don't know exactly what you should or could do about it, to be honest with you. But that's all beside the point. If we finally found that breaking point for these progressives, if we give them enough time, they're all going to come. All of it's going to come to fruition. Alec Baldwin got out there today and said, "I have mistreated women badly." What a shocker, Alec. Starting with your daughter, who hasn't heard that conversation or that recorded conversation or that voicemail or whatever it was he left for his daughter. His daughter. Give them time. They're all going to hang themselves because they're all guilty of it. This is what happens when you get out there and say, "I don't believe in anything. There is no spirituality. There is no God. Everything is okay. Everything is doable. You are free to be whatever you want to be." And that includes, if you want to be something like, I don't know, pedophilia, woman abuser, sexual predator, all that stuff. You can be all those things. All of those things. Except when you're out there wagging your finger at the rest of the world, trying to be the moral compass. There is no world where that's okay. No matter how much you guys have tried to make it so. That's just a fact. It's just a fact. So, you know, the fact that Snoop Dogg has been out here, and David did a little research on him because he's out there doing this stuff of representing killing Trump. I get that, and I like that David did that, but this is one of many. This is one of many. All of them out there think that it's okay to hurt us because we voted for Trump. They think it's what we deserve. All of them out there think that we're white, bigoted, you know, white supremacists, misogynists, xenophobic, all this other stuff. They think we're all of these things. I'm good with it. It's fine. They can say and do whatever they want to say and do. They're going to anyway. But for every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction. That's the problem. I find it interesting that all of these people are out there either turning on Trump or turning on guns when their little proclivities come to light. I think that's just hilarious. It makes me giggle, and I like giggling. I think I'm going to go take a moment and have a few giggles here and there. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.